First of all, let me apologize for two things. The first is that I missed May meandering out loud, so it's the first month since I started doing this that I have missed it. The second is that I've been fighting a cold a little bit, so if my voice sounds a little scratchy or happens to crack at a couple of points throughout the next 3.5 or 4.5 minutes, I do apologize about that. This month, I'd like to talk a little bit about virtual schooling and rural education. Later on this summer, actually the beginning of August, and then another one the middle of September, I have a couple of keynotes that I have to do looking at K-12 online learning, K-12 distance education, and rural education. So I've been going back into the literature that I have. I've been active with the rural education SIG at the American Educational Research Association really ever since I became a doc student back in 2003. And it's something that touches me deeply, because I taught at a rural school. My first teaching was at a regional rural high school, and the reason I got into virtual schooling and online education was because of those rural students and the opportunities that distance ed could provide to those rural kids. As I've been getting ready for these keynotes, I've been going back and reading through the literature that I have on rural education, and it's been really eye-opening and a nice refresher. One of the ones in particular that I've been looking at is a book by Michael Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T. It's a book called Learning to Leave: The Irony of Schooling in a Coastal Community. I bought it from Michael actually at AERA 2 or 3 years ago, and at the time I had skimmed the book. I went to his presentation, so I got a good sense as to what was in there, but I'd never read it closely. And now as I'm getting ready for these keynotes, I've started to look back at it again. It's an interesting book because essentially it looks at how formal public education within rural areas, particularly this coastal community, is set up in such a way that it encourages migration outside of the rural community. Essentially that if you get a high school diploma and go on to post-secondary education, that you will have to leave the community. And the vast majority of those who do get post-secondary education don't return to their rural roots. Essentially that education is both a social and a geographic ability aspect. And this push that we have to keep kids in school and to make sure that they graduate and to get them to go to university or college or a trade school or a technical institution is essentially a way of trying to kill our rural communities. Now, I'd be a little bit dramatic with that, but when you look at a lot of coastal communities in Canada, particularly where I'm from back in Newfoundland, that's not necessarily an unreal proposition. And when I start to think about what that means for my virtual school colleagues, it really strikes at me, because when I think about the vast majority of teachers that I know teaching in virtual school environments, most of them are from urban and suburban areas. They're the people that, even if they grew up in a rural area, because they went off to university and got a teaching degree, that now they have that mobility. They are living in the urban and suburban areas. And even if they did have those initial rural roots, because they bought into this learning to leave mentality that public education put into us, I'm wondering what kind of cultural capital they're passing on to the rural students that they teach. When I think about rural life, and as I'm reading through, there's a couple of good quotes in there. You know, when rural life focuses upon things like periodic or part-time employment in primary resource extraction industries, involvement in the secondary, tertiary sectors as well, multiple work and social skills, friendship networks, outdoor living, deep kinship roots. A lot of these things aren't part of our formal education system, and they're not things that are valued as cultural capital in our formal education system. And I'm curious as to how urban-based, urban-developed instructors in a virtual school environment can really reach out to those rural students where they live. And that's something I'm going to be struggling with over the next couple of months as I try to put these keynotes together so I can get the audience to think about them.